Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This episode may contain content not suitable for some audiences, including crimes against children, mentions of suicide, descriptions of a graphic nature, and adult language at times. Listener discretion is advised.
Just before Christmas in the year 2000, a horrific discovery was made by the edge of the River Thames in London. The severed torso of a woman. It did not take long for the police to identify the victim as 24-year-old Zoe Parker. But to this day, we still do not know who took her life. You are listening to True Crime Britain. Join me, Rhiannon, each Wednesday as I tell the solved and unsolved stories of some of the most disturbing, mysterious, and heartbreaking crimes committed throughout the United Kingdom. Welcome to this week's episode. Zoe Louise Parker, also known as Kathy Dennis, grew up in Hounslow. Her parents reportedly separated when she was just 3 months old. Aged 18 months, Zoe was taken into care and spent her childhood in foster homes, where she caused a bit of trouble by being aggressive. Zoe had learning difficulties and had been in and out of institutions. Despite her issues, Zoe was a very special persona and often connected with strangers and fellow homeless people alongside her clients that she had working as a prostitute. However, working is not necessarily the right word, as Zoe would offer sex when she was desperate, either for attention or for somewhere to sleep. Zoe's auntie, Pauline Knott, once said, "She used to go up and talk to the wrong people. She was quite lonely and would talk to anybody to make a friend. She was very naive, very gullible. If someone came across as being quite nice to her, that was it. She wanted to trust people." Zoe had a very erratic lifestyle. She would move around West London, between Isleworth, Hounslow, and sometimes to the West End. In 1995, she was sectioned under the Mental Health Act and treated at Wadden Court. In 1998, Zoe was convicted of assault and sent to jail for a while. For this whole time, the young woman had minimal contact with her family. The last time Pauline saw her niece was September 2000, when Zoe had been thrown out of a hostel for breaking the rules. This time, however, Pauline did not have time to help, as she was on her way to visit a grandchild in the hospital. So she asked Zoe to either go to her mother or social services, which the young woman did not want to do. Frustrated, Zoe began drifting again. And then, she disappeared. But with nobody to miss her, Zoe was never listed as a missing person.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
On the 17th of December 2000, at around 11:30 a.m., a dismembered torso of a young woman was discovered in the water between two moored barges at Battersea, West London, by the owner of the Landrail houseboat. The body had been cut in half at the waist, and only the upper half was recovered. It appeared that the victim had been strangled first, but otherwise there was very little to work with. As DCI Ian Mill said, "We don't know where she was murdered or where along the Thames her body was dumped or even how long she'd been in there." However, there was one detail that helped the investigators enormously to find out who the victim was. A tattoo of a rose. The red rose was located on the left arm, and there was a name on it. Zoe. So, along with the details of the tattoo, the police published a description of the victim in the London papers. White woman, between 5'3" and 5'7" tall, slim to medium build, and could have been in the River Thames since November the 25th. Soon enough, somebody had recognised the tattoo from the photographs and contacted the police, identifying the victim as Zoe Parker. An investigation called Operation Sidbury was launched, and soon enough, the police learned that Zoe was last seen on CCTV with two men in the Treaty Centre in Hounslow on the 6th of December. She was also seen on CCTV footage in the HMV store in Hounslow, where she would often go to listen to music. The two men were described both as being white with dark hair. One was wearing a white casual jacket with dark trousers and white trainers, while the other had dark clothing and a stocky build. However, despite the CCTV footage, the identities of these men remain a mystery. During the investigation, the police concluded that Zoe's body had most likely been in the water for between 1 and 3 weeks and had been dumped anywhere between Teddington and the Thames estuary. It is hard to say if the lower part of the body was also dumped into the river or somewhere else. The strength of the current makes underwater searches almost impossible in the River Thames. The only thing we do know is that Zoe's lower body has never been found within the last 2 decades. The police have had some leads, and during the investigation, at least 5 men were arrested on suspicion of murdering Zoe, but no charges have ever been filed. Detective Inspector Ian Mill said that trying to solve Zoe's murder has been very challenging due to many factors. Quote, "We're taught that when we investigate crimes, we're looking at the victim, suspect, and location. In this case, the suspect and location have been removed. We don't even have all the information about the victim." Officers have also appealed for a woman called either Carmen or Carmel from the Hounslow or Isleworth area who may have been a friend of Zoe, but it is unknown if this woman was ever located. Today, Zoe's case is freezing cold. Pauline has said the family had been devastated by her niece's murder. Quote, "I will never be able to get what happened to her out of my head. It's sick, absolutely sick. Please, try to remember. Someone must have seen her. Anything you remember may help us to understand, to try to resolve this terrible thing that has happened to our sad and lonely Zoe." Zoe's mother, Jacqueline, also gave a statement. Quote, "Zoe was a loving and caring daughter who meant the world to me. She did not deserve this. Please, come forward." Now, more than 20 years later, someone with information coming forward might be the only way the murder of Zoe Parker will ever be solved.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of True Crime Britain. For sources and photos relating to today's case, or to find out how you can access things like ad-free and bonus episodes, you can visit www.truecrimebritain.com, where you'll find more information.
Great Britain, a kingdom that unites all 4 nations, England, Ireland, Scotland, and of course, my homeland, Wales. With a population of almost 70 million people, a rich cultural history, more than 1,200 years of constitutional monarchy, and arguably the nicest cup of tea in the world, it's easy to see what makes Britain so great. As the gateway to Europe, it draws more than 40 million visitors a year from across the globe, each one hoping to experience what makes Britain so unique. But behind the pomp and the circumstance and the football greats, Britain has seen serious crime increase year after year, with incidents becoming even darker and more sinister. When a Metropolitan Police officer arrested a 33-year-old female for breaching COVID-19 regulations, he wasn't acting in the public's best interest, but as a predator hunting for prey. A 24-year-old man collides with a tree in the Welsh Valleys in the dark of night and is witnessed walking away from the vehicle, alive. After that, he mysteriously vanishes. When an innocent toddler is taken from his mother's side in a shopping mall and the horror of his final moments are revealed. Think serious crime doesn't happen where you are? Think again. True Crime Britain features some of the most disturbing, heartbreaking, and mysterious crimes committed in the United Kingdom. Crimes that have shocked and shaped us as a nation and beyond. Crimes where we may not always recall the specifics, but we will always remember the victims. And along the way, you'll learn about Great Britain itself, the towns and boroughs that make up its vast landscape, as we look inside the mind of predators, their prey, and their hunting grounds. New episodes are released every Wednesday. You can subscribe now so you never miss an episode by simply searching for True Crime Britain on Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Or just visit www.truecrimebritain.com. And remember, wherever you are, please stay safe.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.